Okay, my name's Tim Jones and I'm conducting this interview for the Wellcome Trust on the 11th of July, 2009. It's 7:46 in the morning. I'm just going to ask you a series of open-ended questions and it will be an opportunity for you to tell us about your inspirations and motivations into applying for the project and how you're feeling. Okay. If I could ask you to please tell me your name, surname, age and where you come from.
I'm Kirsty Hillier, I'm 27 and I'm from Brown Hills in Warsaw.
How was it you found out about the One Another project?
Well, I knew about the fourth plinth and I knew that Anthony Gormley had received the commission for the 3-month slot. My friend Adrienne, who I work with, reminded us all that we could sign up on the website, and so I was like, yeah, let's all sign up. And my other colleague, she signed up as well, and she's recently been picked for a plinth spot in August.
So what was your motivation, your inspiration for applying in the first place?
Well, I work for a community arts charity, so we do a lot of community outreach participatory projects. So it makes a change to be part of a project rather than delivering a project. And particularly having studied history of art at Warwick Uni, it's very much a chance to be part of art history rather than reviewing it in the past tense.
And what is it you're going to do when you're up in the plinth?
Well, I don't think I even know now, to be honest. I toyed with dressing up, went to lend some sound making equipment, but then I was like, oh, it's raining, I might destroy their kit that's really vintage and bespoke made. I'm like, okay, so I can't do that. So I'll probably do a mix of things. I might just sit and read if it's not too drizzly. I plan to photograph people and give them compliments, sort of start their day off nice with a good morning and you're looking good today, or you've got really nice shoes, good choice. But equally, I'll probably just stick my iPod on and dance on there.
And how did you feel when you first found out that you were going to be going up onto the plinth?
Well, initially my boyfriend rang me because I'd registered him and he said, oh, I've been given a spot on the plinth. And I was like, no way, how dare you get a spot? I'm going to go and check my emails now, and I'd accidentally deleted it that morning. Got it straight out of the delete file and was like, yes, I'm going to go on the plinth. But my boyfriend unfortunately couldn't accept his slot due to work.
And how are you feeling an hour and a bit before you go up there yourself?
I suppose the pressure and sense of performance that's required of just being on a pedestal is actually quite great. So it's interesting going on Facebook and seeing other plinthists are saying like, no, you shouldn't perform. But then as a spectator, having walked by on Wednesday and seeing someone up there, I was like, oh, he's just standing there. I want him to look different or do something. So once I'm up there, we'll just have to see. I think that might be a different story.
So what for you then is the importance of the moment of kind of, you know, being up there for 1 hour?
I suppose, particularly in line with Anthony Gormley's vision about one and a collective, it's very much about showing who I am as a person, whether it's in how I'm dressed or dancing to the music that I like, knowing that no one else can hear it, or just sort of being me up there and people either accept it or not. So I did bring a costume down with me today, thought about dressing up as Tank Girl. Still decided until I was on the train that no, I'm not going to do it, it's really drizzly. It's not really me then, although it's a character that I like and I've put this outfit together. People aren't seeing me up there, they're seeing a caricature.
So how would you describe yourself?
This is the proverbial difficult question. When I filled out the profile information on the website, I was like, oh, I need 3 words to describe myself. When I'm messenger, my mates, just give me 3 words. So my friends, which isn't quite the answer to your question, would describe me as fearless, colourful, kooky, generous. Me, I don't know, maybe I'd say I'm probably quite obstinate, sometimes quite assertive. Laugh a lot. I laugh in the face of disaster. That would be the key to my personality, probably.
And what things are most important to you?
Definitely music. I couldn't imagine going out with anyone who didn't like the same music as me. That's a proper deal breaker. Cats. At work, we've got a shed in our car park, and we had a stray cat have kittens there. Then we had another stray cat have kittens there by the same daddy, all very controversial. But one of the best things about work is going to work and knowing that I'm going to see Mommy Cat. She hasn't got a name, she's just Mommy Cat. She comes to Mommy Cat and we feed her. It's definitely cats, big thing. Toys, sort of designer art toys. Yeah, they're probably the key things.
So you've mentioned a couple of times you work in community arts,
yep,
and your toys are designer artists. Can you expand on the significance and importance of art and the types of art that you're interested in?
I think in terms of designer art toys, it's having an affordable piece of art. It's the aesthetics of the shape. So just like a Barbara Hepworth sculpture, you want to touch it because of the materials that it's made out of. It's very tactile. It's the same with the shapes and the moulds of the toys quite often. And just seeing different artists' work. So it's, I love comics, but I don't tend to buy your Spider-Mans or your Supermans. I buy all the independent stuff. And if it's got a shiny cover, you can pretty much guarantee it's going to lure me in. I'm a bit of a magpie like that. In terms of community arts, it's very much about empowering people that often have a barrier to art because they see it as a high art, realising that they themselves can be artists and enabling them to be creative and recognise their creativity.
And what is it that you do within this context?
Well, I manage the programmes, so I go out, do funding applications. This week's been very stressful because I had to get two in by like yesterday afternoon. I deliver on projects, so it might be working with a group of women with mental health issues to explore what happiness is for them in relation to the PCT and using art as a creative consultation tool. But equally, it could be that we're working with 3 to 5 year olds to improve speech and language skills and getting people like Polar Bear, who's a spoken word artist, in to do nursery rhyming with them. Whereas on another context, he's performing at South Bank his own kind of written oral stories that he's been putting together. So it's creating new opportunities that's really exciting, developing new programs, and seeing the differences in people's lives.
What kind of impact are you hoping either your hour or the project as a whole would have?
I suppose it's the anti Britain's Got Talent, which is why that pressure to perform, it's like, if I really wanted to go up there and do something crazy, I'd be the kind of person who turns up on Britain's Got Talent to showcase myself. And that's all very amusing. It's very much about giving value to the person as who they are, and for not doing anything, can value in the fact that human life is actually quite a miracle and spectacular thing.
What kind of reaction are you hoping for your
particular? Well, I suppose it's 9 o'clock in the morning. There's not that many people about. Just a hello from people would be great. Maybe, I don't know, a wave or a smile or some points from children, which I normally get anyway because my hair's bright orange. Anything that's positive would be good. If it's negative, I can handle it and I'll just dance with my iPod and my earphones in and I won't notice it.
Do you have any fears?
Generally, or about the plinth?
About the plinth and then generally?
Not really at the moment. I suppose once I get up there, this pressure that I need to perform, might become too much and I might crumble and have a mental breakdown. I don't think that's the case. So no, I suppose this, I'm up there and everyone can see me, and if I was down below, I'd probably be dancing anyway and it wouldn't make a difference. But because you're on a high level, it changes that dynamic. So I'm very much just, oh, I'm going to be up there soon, and quite excited. I'm just worried about my hair being really frizzy because of this misty rain. But that I'll get hot dancing in my red rain hat, so what am I going to do? I don't know. Generally, I have a fear of woodlice. I hate them. Spiders, anything like that, I can help, but woodlice, ugh. I have designated woodlice catchers. I've got one in the office that has to come and get rid of them if they appear, because we work in a really old former sewing machine factory that's about to be demolished. Or my boyfriend, it's like, if you see one of those, you've just got to get rid of it. So woodlice is definitely a big thing. When I was little, I did have a fear of heights, which doesn't bode well for today, but I think I'm past that now.
And what hopes do you have?
Career-wise, I think everybody would like to work somewhere else outside the UK for the excitement factor, and yes, New York is very exciting, so why not there? But that would be very much further down the line. Would like to work for the South Bank. But equally, within the arts, there's lots of places that limit the art form that you can work in or engage people with. And so I suppose with community arts, you get the best of any worlds. You can do whatever you want. You can get in whoever you want within reason and within budgets. Personally, I suppose it's just to maintain good family relationships and maintain my friendships and just go out and have a good time and laugh in the face of disaster.
And who would you say you're doing this hour on the plinth for?
Definitely myself, no one else. Screw everybody else, it's not about them. Just for me. Just to be a part of something, to be that individual that has a bigger voice through everybody who gets up on a plinth for an hour for the next 3 months.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.